And I'm putting it all on the table, man. 2P13. I'm all in. Yeah, 2P13. The whole team all in, too. 2P13. Game up. KB, let's go.
Back through that cool house. I'm putting it all on that line, boy.
Good to hear from you. How you been?
Yeah, man. All is well. Haven't heard from you since Grand Rapids?
Yeah, we were all in Grand Rapids. Yeah, it was last time I saw you.
Yeah. All is well.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm glad to be able to catch up with you again. When's the next year coming back through Michigan anyway?
Coming back through Michigan. You know, we got 3 tours coming up, so hopefully we'll be stopping through there somewhere.
Okay, you're not on the Andy Mineo tour right now, right?
I'm not. We got these are more like eclectic. It's gonna be like rock, pop, rap tours.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. I'm having a hard time keeping up with what tour is coming through where and when. I mean, there's so many things I'm going to at this point. But that's cool. I'm glad you're staying busy. Especially promoting this new album, Royal Flush, which is what you're calling about. So that's cool.
And I
know we only got a few minutes. So first question, I got to ask this serious. This is going to be the most serious question of the entire podcast. Like every other question that we ask about God and Jesus and all that stuff is going to be secondary to this primary question.
Okay.
All right. Do you think LeBron is better than Jordan?
Oh, man. Do I think LeBron is better than Jordan? Wow.
You got a lyric in there.
I have alluded to an opinion somewhere. this is what I'm saying. I'm saying he has the potential to do things Jordan hasn't done because he's still in the game.
Okay.
But only time will tell.
Only time will tell. I was like, I like that line, but I gotta know. I gotta know what he thinks, because I've been a LeBron fan for a very long time, very very long time. Not like one of the you know, now he's on the Miami Heat.
Exactly.
It's funny because I liked LeBron before he got to the Miami Heat, and I liked the Miami Heat before LeBron became part of that team. So it's interesting the way that played out. But I got a lot of respect for Michael Jordan. Too,
indeed.
Well. So
indeed.
Like, he does have
absolutely
all those rings, and he does have all them shoes.
This
but
is
anyway,
true.
Just had to get that out of the way. Your fans,
I'm glad
your
you
fans
did.
Wanted to know. Your fans
yes,
wanted
the fans
to know.
Did. Some fans probably wanted to meet me with a burning steak.
That's so funny. But okay, so you're calling to talk about Royal Flush, and before we get to kind of talking about that, I mean, this is your third album that's come out from Clear Sight Music. Well, you're just kind of putting music out, like, boom, boom, boom. I mean, The Six was just, what, last year? Or not mistaken? I mean, and then before that was Captured, which was pretty much the year before that.
Yeah.
So you're putting out music, on average, one album a year, which is quicker than you did in the past when you were on, you know, way back in the day now. Well, it feels like way back in the day when you were on Cross Movement Records. You've put out a full-length album by V. Rose. I don't know, whatever happened to Young Noah? I know that he was somebody you were promoting, and then that I haven't heard anything else from that.
Yeah, definitely. YN, man, he's definitely still a friend. He's on the independent team tip right now.
Okay.
I think, you know, that's more so his preference. So, yeah, it was a good experience with him. But definitely want to let him fly in the direction he wanted to fly in, so.
Okay.
Kudos.
So then, I mean, since you were kind of like your own CEO, media mogul now with Clear Sight, you've been able to put out your own albums a lot faster than you were when you were on Cross Movement Records, because you were one of many artists. So your album comes out, then they got to move on to promoting the next artist. And so those albums were coming out on average every 2 years, but this is coming out now on average every year. So is that the plan, to keep releasing music pretty much every year?
Yes, definitely. A major component to it is the appetite for the fan base is just becoming insatiable. I think with following the trends in mainstream hip-hop culture. The mixtape thing really made people crave music faster and more of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as a result, and sometimes as the mainstream, you know, direction changes, most of the time the Christian rap direction changes. So people are wanting more music sooner. So the life of a record isn't as long as it used to be. Thinking back in the, you know, early 90s, late 90s, 2000s, you know, mm-hmm. So now people are kind of exhausted with a record almost at a year. So just trying to keep up with that, man. And seems like it's going really well. People have appreciated something fresh, something new. But I think we're going to keep going in that direction, man.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, definitely following trends within mainstream hip-hop in terms of, you know, people's appetites. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, I mean, for someone who, like me, again, who likes music, it's always cool to get new music coming across my desk.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed about your music is you tend to change themes between each album. I mean, a lot of artists do that, but yours are, like, so thematic. Like, okay,
yeah.
Royal Flush, like, it's got that whole card theme, and the last one was The Sixth, and you were talking about kind of like the condition of man, and before that was Capturing Me and Captured by God's Grace. So yeah. Talk a little bit about that approach for this album. What's in the name? Why the Royal Flush kind of card game motif for this particular album?
Yeah, definitely. It's twofold. So the first component is he is a dealer on a casino, and he's always coming back with these funny stories of people with, you know, their gambling addictions and people losing big lump sums of money at one time, or people making the wrong move in the game, and they, you know, so it's just always these hilarious stories. And then he's explaining to me what a royal flush is in the game of poker, and he's like, it's the hand that you're dealt that wins the game, it dominates the game. So he's like, if you get a 10, a jack, a queen, a king, and an ace in one suit, you win the game. And he said, that hand is only dealt maybe once every 3 years. So it's rare. So when I was thinking about that, and in my personal time, I'm studying 2 Peter. So I was looking at 2 Peter 1:3, and it just says, his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. I said, man, that sounds like God has set us up to win. He's given us the highest hand. So that we can dominate in this life over sin, death, temptation, trials, tribulations, you name it. So I thought those two things kind of synced up, and I was like, man, this would be cool to further develop and creatively, you know, give to the people and let them kind of digest it.
Okay. Now, I mean, there's been a lot of conversation about, oh, are you a Christian rapper? Are you a Christian who raps? That conversation kind of played out for me at this point. I think a more poignant question at this point in Christian hip hop, because I want to talk about your place in Christian hip hop, and then I want to talk about some of your favorite tracks on this album. I noticed that your music tends to be more theologically minded than some of the hip hop that's out there.
Yeah.
And I could take either or at this point, because, you know, I'm not the person who's going to argue, you know, which is more effective for the kingdom. But I think a more poignant question at this point is, who is your music targeting? You know, who do you feel you are personally called to minister to at this point in your career?
Yeah, I think, so in my experience, I've never saw those dividing lines like I have from my first album to my most current album, Royal Flush. I've had both non-Christians and Christians alike telling me that they've been impacted by my music. So I don't see it in those categories. And the ironic thing is, in mainstream hip-hop, again, everyone's talking about their Christianity, their belief in Christ, their upbringing in the church. I think about people like Ace Hood, who just released a project called Trials and Tribulations. And outside of the profanity and the disrespecting of women and some authority, it sounds like a pseudo-Christian rap album. Think about Kanye and Yeezus. I think about J. Cole and Born Sinner. I think about Rick Ross and God Forgives, I Don't. It's just this trend. I even think about Macklemore, who released a song mentioning the Christian Bible, even though he, you know, wanted to discredit it. But I said, man, Christianity is on the table from the mainstream culture. Even as I interact with regular people in my community, people are thinking about religion, are thinking about God. So I feel like my music fits where the culture is in general, because I'm bringing historical Christianity to bear in the arts, because people are already thinking about it. So let's offer them something that's more authoritative and clearer and more accurate to understand what they're already processing in their mind.
Okay. So then talk about some of the the tracks on this album. Again, the theme of kind of card playing kind of runs through the whole thing. Now, I grew up in the South, and cards were evil. So
yeah.
We've come a long way. So you've got the card playing theme running throughout the entire project. Talk about a couple of the songs on the project that you just feel like when they came out, man, I was really happy with this. And I know that's like saying, you know, pick your favorite kid.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
talk about a couple of the tracks and I guess kind of the impact that they've had.
Yeah, I think there are a few that definitely stand out. I think Sleeping is one of the tracks that people really favor. And I think it's because it's true to the hip-hop element. You got the heavy 808s. The snare drums are going crazy. And then the flow is really current. And so it speeds up, slows down, and the content is rich. And the metaphors and all that, punchlines. So I think Sleeping is definitely resonating just with the true hip-hop fan. There's a song titled Believe that's really resonating with people in academia, people that like to, you know, really be bold about their faith. They're feeling like, man, this song charges me up to stand up for what I believe in. And then there's another record I think that's really done well. We released two of them, actually, All In, featuring KB, and then Freedom of the Week, featuring V-Rose. Those two records kind of gave you some of the concept of the album, so you got more card themes from the game of poker. I use a lot of terminologies, up the ante, call your bluff, having a straight, a royal flush over a straight, you know, read them and weep, like all these terms, they really brought the concept to bear. So, yeah, those probably four records I think really stand out on the album.
And I think you retweeted this on Twitter because I really like V-Rose on Read 'Em and Weep because, I mean, she just kind of hits that Rihanna vibe. I was like, man, this is just, she's coming into her. Oh, I mean, I've always liked her music, but I was like, dang, she is perfect on that track. And I've got to spend time with you too and see the both of you in concert, like, you know, when we saw each other in Grand Rapids and whatnot. So just kind of the partnership you all have on the stage definitely translates to the booth as well. What's going on with her? Are you guys going to be promoting a new album with her in the near future, or is she just going to keep promoting the same album? Are you guys touring together? What's going on there?
Yeah, definitely. She'll be traveling with me on these next three tours we got coming up end of this year. And also she's working on a new album, so that's exciting. So next year, probably top to mid next year, V-Rose will be releasing her second project. So she's elated. We're elated. She's such an incredible talent. She's one of my artistic heroes. I mean, just quiet as kept. She's just a creative genius. And she's just ready to further express just some of the ideas she's been having. She's been learning a lot. I've been learning a lot from her. She's been learning a lot from us. So I think people are going to go nuts over this next album. So that's going to be crazy. 2014, we got a lot of cool things coming up.
But do we have a title for the album yet? Do we know?
She hasn't finalized it yet. So she's working through a couple of different titles. But I know it's going to be something cool, something savvy, because she's so cutting edge. And that's one thing I like about V-Rose is she's not catching up to the trends. I think she's leading and creating the trends. So I think she's definitely going to blaze the trail with just a creative concept and the songs to develop that concept.
And, you know, I really like her ministry overall and her direction. Just the first album was probably a little bit too old for my daughter. My daughter's 11. But I just gave her, now I think she'd be ready for it. But
yeah.
I just gave my daughter this One Girl Nation album. I'd never heard of them before. It came across my desk, and I was like, okay, whatever. It's power pop, and it's a nice little alternative. And I gave it to my daughter, and she just fell in love instantly. And she's going to their concert here in a few weeks. I'm like, wow, Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm really excited for V Rose, because that was a name that instantly came into my mind. Like, okay, when her next album comes out, I definitely want to give that to my daughter, just because there's not enough music. I'm not saying that V Rose is only for girls, but there aren't enough positive female role models in Christian pop and Christian hip hop and whatnot. So I love what she's doing. I love the fact that she's part of Clear Sight and part of your clear direction into the future as a label.
Amen. Absolutely. Yes, definitely a male dominated genre and you know, and industry for that matter. So we definitely kind of going against the grain, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
But I know you're short on time, so I'm gonna let you go. But Flame, before I let you go, what is a place, we live in the internet world, where can people find out more about your music? Where can they purchase Royal Flush? Can they follow you on Twitter? Anything like that? Where can people find out more about you?
Yes, indeed. Royal Flush is available Christian bookstores, Walmarts, and Best Buys. Shout out Walmart, Best Buy, man. They gave us great shelf space this go around, so we really appreciate that. You can get it digitally, wherever digital music is sold, iTunes, Google Play, all the above. But I'm on all the social media, Mayhem and Madness, so hit me up. Twitter, Flame314, Facebook, Flame314, Instagram, Flame314. Get at me.
Oh, wow, he's on Instagram.
Instagram, yes.
Are you a hipster? Are you a hipster?
Am I a minister?
No, are you a hipster?
Oh, not quite.
But cool. But again, Flame, always a pleasure catching up with you. And next time you roll through Michigan, I will definitely catch up with you and chop it up. All right?
Yes, indeed. Appreciate your time, bro.
All right. God bless.
Likewise. That's a royal flush. With that mean, man, with that mean. Rally around me, man, been our king. All that mean is King Jesus gave us everything on that tree. Gave us everything when he died. Gave us the winning hand when he rose. 2 Peter 1:3. All things, Lord knows. All or nothing, see, I ain't bluffing and I ain't flexing, I'm turning up. They pulverized them, they brutalized them, they crucified them, they strung them up. He resurrected, I rose with them, that great commission, I go get them. I'm so fishing, I'm so Christian, I still believe God can sober up.